Yay! Welcome to Game Chat, and we were discussing the second part of Brothers: A Tale of Two Sons. Of course, we discussed the first part of the last week, and had some interesting things to share with each other. And this week, we can discuss the whole game in general, but starting from the point. After you're in the woods with the wolves and the torches, and kind of after that part around the windmill area, I guess, before things start seeing bodies just everywhere. So what did you guys generally think? What was your opinions of the second part?
Well, it was going well.
Yeah.
Much the same gameplay. There's some interest. I mean, I like how the settings are changing. You know, the huge giants and I guess you would call it an Arctic Ocean or a cold area.
Those whales freak me out.
Yeah.
Yeah. A very intense fear of deep water and everything that lives in it.
Oh no.
Yes.
They weren't even, like, trying to eat you. They were just,
I know. Like, they just sort of accidentally, like, bumped into you and died.
David's, it's like comatose in the corner of the room, like, after experiencing that, rocking back and forth.
I think my favorite part about the second half was the owl griffin.
Bird.
Yeah.
And, you know... So Mason mostly played the second half.
Yeah.
I may have fallen asleep briefly, and I remember just waking up and there's being dead giants everywhere. What kind of game is this? And he's like, Mason, what's going on? He's like, I don't even want to talk about it. Like, back. He's just like, I just had to cut someone's leg off with their toe.
With their axe.
Giants or... I don't know how the gentleman with his wonderful, lovely accent went from two brothers to everything dead. Like, everything. That just went sideways super quick.
This game
does... goes sideways quick.
Obviously, I'm not sure I quite catch, like, the extent of the message, but it's definitely addressing death. Possibly, like, the different, just, I don't know, like, the different ways of dying, the different, I have no idea, but there's definitely a lot of death in this game. But it is French, so, you know, I don't know.
I feel like it was, like, if you go back and read the original fairy tales, they're not, like, Disney did a lot of PR work for them that they did not ask for.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's, they were all kind of, like, super, like, warning stories, honestly. They're all like, these are terrible things that happen. Maybe try and not let it happen in your life. And I feel like that's kind of what the boys are running into, is they're kind of tangentially coming across different things that if I was familiar with this culture that I might, like, recognize as different sections of fairy tales.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm just not getting because I'm a dumb American. So
yeah, that's a good point. Maybe it's harkening back to, because it obviously has that kind of fantastical, you know, with the Spider Woman, and obviously, so maybe it's going off of French fairy tales or something, or you know, or something. But
I'm not sure, Chris. I assumed you would be the other guy that watched the director's commentary in the bonus section. Did you?
No, I didn't.
Oh boy, I'm the only one.
I was just way too depressed to do anything.
I can understand.
So Franco, so you're the person that we need to talk to. So what did you glean from the director's commentary?
Go ahead.
You could just not play the game, and you could have just watched the director play it, and that might.
Basically, a little bit, but he talks a lot about the game. He he pretty much shows a little bit of every chapter, and then he's talking about, you know, basically the idea and struggle came up for brother because he's basically said he always wanted a little brother, and his mother, they moved to, I forget where, Sweden, when he was 8, and she had like 4 or 5 miscarriages. And I guess the kind of morbid part is he says, you know, around the 4th miscarriage, his mother made him go out and bury the miscarriage.
No. Oh, God.
No.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, God.
No.
Yeah.
Wait, well,
that,
this?
Well, that explains that part of the story.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said that was, you know, the most emotionally moving part, when he had to have it in there. And he says, okay, all right.
Well, yeah, cool, because, you know, you give the, like, potion to him.
And
then it, like, cuts to black or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just like, it comes back with this pit, and I'm like, oh, no, you didn't. No, you wouldn't. No. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the most moving moment I've ever experienced in a video game.
Yeah.
Well, actually, he said, for him, he thought of the very end when you finally get back home and you have to cross the river.
Oh, yeah, that was so good.
Well, he woke up one night and he couldn't sleep, and he thought that up, that you couldn't cross the river unless you, you know, like the brother dies, and he says, you know, we designed it so that you would feel the impact of the loss, because you almost, and I did, I noticed that, you know, hey, I'm not using the left side of the controller anymore.
Yeah.
You know, you almost feel the loss.
Yeah.
And then he says, when you get to the river, the only way you can get to the river is you start using the left side again.
You,
and,
have
you know,
to
sort
do
of
it.
Like.
Is that you have to move past that loss.
Yeah.
And like, his spirit is helping you.
Right.
Yes.
It's like, well, you can hear his voice, too.
The first time I played it, it took me about 20 minutes to figure out that's what I had to do.
Oh, no!
Because I was just sitting there with my left hand just limply resting by my side, like, why am I still playing this game?
Oh.
I remember I finally put my hand back on the control. I was like, oh, wait. You use both triggers. Okay.
You guys noticed, smelling the flower?
Yes. That's it.
Yes.
Put that up in the director's cut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was intentional, yes. When he goes back and smells the flower again, he smells it
like the older brother.
Yes.
Yeah. I noticed that. I was like, oh, dig the knife a little deeper, why don't you? Just keep going.
Yeah, put another twist on it. Just, why not?
Take a spoon and just start spooning my heart out. It'll be fun. That's pretty much what I was experiencing. Yeah, I definitely noticed. Yeah, definitely noticed the controller difference there, and that you definitely notice it because in those, you know, you're not using those controls, and you're like, oh wow, I kind of like a mechanic that kind of is a bother towards the beginning of the game.
Right.
Now you're just kind of like, oh, I kind of miss like having to coordinate things, like,
right, and that's kind of again like a metaphor on, you know, that relationship where like it's not always simple or fun, mm-hmm. or easy, and so like, but you get used to it,
mm-hmm.
and then it's gone. It's like, oh
yeah, I
the
really...
good and the bad, it's like it's not there.
Yeah, I really really appreciate their use of mechanics to drive narrative in the story,
right.
Because so often they're like ignored as secondary or like separate from narrative, and I really appreciate when they're the same.
Yeah.
Everybody survive?
Yeah. So let's see here.
Some interesting tip points from the Griffin. At first, he said that was going to be the game design. It was going to be where they were, the two brothers were actually, the Griffin was sort of like an adversary, and they had an egg and they had the griffin's egg, and they were tossing it, playing basically keep away with the griffin.
Oh.
And he said the mechanics of that just got too in the gaming involved, so they said they scrapped that idea and changed it to the cage idea. And he said he was much happier doing that because it came out in a better sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you can get the ride home from the griffin afterwards.
Yes.
Yeah, I was so happy when the griffin came back. I was like, hey, at least something good happens.
Something like...
Yeah. Yeah. So what's that supposed to... I'm sorry, Michelle?
It's fine. I said, Mason, did that griffin just die? Did he just, like... And he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. He just...
Like, you killed it!
You killed it! Like, you are responsible for him giving the last of his life to get you out of there, and he just died. And it's like, what kind of game is this? Pretty much all I kept yelling at the TV the whole time.
Yeah. I thought that initially, but the griffin was going to die in the cage, and he definitely wanted to get out when he saw you there trying to get back. Right. Yeah. So, and he wasn't flying like he was sad or like you were a burden when he got you off to the other side of the cliff. He was very, very exultant, very happy. And so I would say in his last bits, he was just going to like enjoy the heck out of it and then give it all.
I feel better. I feel better knowing that.
Okay, good.
I was like, no. Come on.
Yes.
I was pretty surprised at the griffin dying as well. I was like, oh. Like, I'm not like... I get what, like with Franco explaining and I get that was probably his point of like, just with the death and everything, but I kind of feel like some of it was kind of just thrown in there just to have more death in there. Like, here you go, some more dead bodies, here's some more things dying. Let's see what else we can have that's dead in here. Just throw it in there. Just put it in there. And
the player's gone 10 minutes without seeing a dead body. Here's one.
Yeah. I mean, I think that they could have done it. I mean, that they could have gotten their point across. But and I'm not saying that there should be less death because, as Madeline mentioned, like in fairy tales and stuff, in the original, like there was a lot of death, but it seemed like every death had like intense meaning. There was a story behind it. I felt like maybe, quarter of the death in this movie just did not have any explanation whatsoever. Personally.
Yeah. Like the giants, for example.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
What is this? Why are they here?
Exactly. And even if they're referencing like a fairy tale or something, there should be something that's going to tip you off to that. Like, they shouldn't just wager that the player is going to know these things.
I guess they could have put something in the castle where you get the griffin out to kind of foreshadow that, because it's a giant's castle.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, is that there's no one in the castle, and the castle's kind of fallen into disarray, so you're kind of wondering, well, where did the inhabitant of this castle go?
Mm-hmm.
So it was some foreshadowing, if you can really stretch and read too much into it, So
giant was going to be an entire dead army of giants? Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was really terrifying, because they weren't decomposed yet. That happened.
Right.
If we go by regular biology, that happened very, very recently.
I mean, did we even come to terms with, like, what happened? Like, who did it?
It looked like they were, well...
Some kind of civil war, right? That's what I get from it.
Two warring giant factions, yeah.
Yeah.
Brothers, like foreshadowing of brothers... a tale of one son part.
It's just sort of like, I think, I'm going back to the fact that this is his first attempt at a game. And it was a very, he said they had a lot of interns. It was a very You know, they only had a couple senior people. So it was sort of like, hey, let's, you know, they were throwing a lot of things together.
No, well, continuity, right.
Yeah, that's just one thing that I noticed, sort of negative, but I mean, I still liked it, was sort of each individual sequence felt disconnected from the others. Like, the giants didn't really have anything to do with, like, the mines. And the cultists had nothing to do with, like, the turtles.
Right.
True.
Right.
Yeah. That poor turtle.
Yeah.
I was like, we need to, like, warm you up. You're gonna die with
all this isolation. Did you save the turtles?
Oh, yeah.
No.
There were three baby turtles pushing down the water. No.
No, I saw that the director's cut. He gave away most of the trophies, and yeah, that's how you get the trophy for that part. You have to throw the girl.
I felt so bad.
And the girl cries.
But I needed my 100%.
But you did it.
Why would you throw out a turtle down the road and make the little girl cry?
Well, when you've seen as many dead giants as they have,
you just kind of because... deal with it in some way.
Yeah.
I mean,
there was one trophy where you're on the boat, you're going through a certain alley. There's a little area to the right. There's another little group of guys worshiping. It's just a little cutscene of these guys worshiping another idol. It's like, how would you even think making that, you know, that right-hand turn? It's like, that was really a tough one.
I will say, too, that the guys worshiping was a little confusing, because at first I thought that they were all giants that were, like, worshiping and were part of the whole giant massacre, and then you get down to it, and it's like, oh, just normal-sized people.
Right.
So,
honestly, they seemed like they were a little small.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's like, shorter than you. It just seemed out of place with what you had just seen, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going from one extreme to another.
Yeah.
That
cultist scene was kind of crazy. I was like, I kept on that, and I was like, oh my gosh, they're sacrificing a woman. What's going on? Right. What's happening here? And then, like, you bathe in the blood to... That was probably, besides the very ending and the death of the brother, that was probably the most memorable part, only because I was like, what is happening? Like, what is going on here? This is insane.
It was confusing because I just walked right up and, like, into the people and they did nothing. It was just like they were just observing you, and I'm like, okay, well, what do I need to do? And then finally went back and saw the inscription on the wall there.
Yeah. Interesting.
For me, I walked too far, and they actually attacked me.
Oh, yeah. No.
Stay with me. Yeah.
Yeah, so you don't, like, walk too far. But I just, like, do, let's see how far I can go. Yep, that's it.
Yeah, I got all the way to the gate.
Yeah, I died a lot in this game.
Yeah, the flying part got me a lot.
Yeah, I didn't know what to do at first.
Like, by a hair, you know, just clipping the side of it. I'm like, oh, by how many times am I going to do this?
I thought we were supposed to land on the tower right before you get to the...
Yeah.
You're actually supposed to land. And it's like, no, you die. And I was like, no, it just jumped off the... Okay, whatever.
Yeah, okay, sure.
That was a cool mechanic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was another one, actually, in the director's cut. He said, at first, they just want to give you standard, like, you know, up, down, left, right flight controls. And they said, then they came up with that. Ooh, why don't we just make the two, you know, brothers shift from side to side.
Right.
Yeah.
And they...
I think that if they didn't do that, I would have been disappointed because in that way for everything else.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, it really made perfect sense.
Yeah.
Did anyone play with the pipes
in
the area? Apparently, like, you're supposed to do that to, like, mimic whales or something.
Oh.
No, that wasn't the whale song. The whale song is something else.
Whale song is complicated.
Like, so what was the point of those pipes?
If you play the right notes, the scientist guy is like super happy or something.
Oh yeah, he starts dancing.
Yeah, right? It's like dancing along. It doesn't really do anything, but you get an achievement. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But that's what most of the well, off to the side things are. Yeah. Like, it doesn't really do anything, but it's kind of cool. And yeah. I loved the benches. Anytime a bench showed up, I was like, I'm taking a minute, I'm gonna sit, I'm gonna soak in how good this game looks.
Kodak moment.
Yeah, yeah, I really wish there was, we were talking last week how we wish that there were achievement for sitting on all the benches, because I don't think there was.
No.
They missed an opportunity. Yeah. Because I sat on every bench because I was like, there has to be an achievement for this. It has to be.
Yeah.
He said,
But then by the end, I didn't really care because... So... My friend could go ahead.
The part with the bunnies... In the first part,
yes,
he said that one day he walked into the office and they're all laughing. All the developers are laughing, and he's like, "What's going on?" He said, "They go watch this. And if you go into the bunny area and you look down, there's a house." It's, I don't know. They must have been playing, and after 10 minutes, the house catches on fire and you see everybody running out of the house. Oh, my God. He said they took it out of the game eventually, but he said it was hilarious what the developers are up to.
Yeah. They could have kept it in there, it would just be more death.
Is that right before the dude that's gonna hang himself? Whose house is that? Would that be his house? I mean, he would be the only one that got out of that.
Yeah.
I have a farm.
I think you go, I think if I remember correctly, you went up to get to his house from that area.
Yeah, and he said...
Yeah, that would have been a good explanation. Did he explain the guy hanging himself at all, Franca? Because
he said that was, they had a battle keeping that in because of the rating, ESRB rating.
Right.
But they was just telling a little short, he said all the trophies are just telling little short stories in between the main story. It's like, you know, all these little, just like a two-line story. Bunny gets dipped in black, and what can you do with the sheep? He said, "There's something you do with the sheep."
Interesting. This must be like a French way of telling stories.
Yeah, well, actually, he's originally Persian. He's originally he's
Persian an Arab. Way of telling stories. Then
yes, yeah,
Arabic.
Yes, and he said the language is slightly on Arabic. Some Arabic words are in there.
No.
Arabic. Interesting.
Arabic is how you pronounce it. Arabic.
Yeah, Arabic.
That was Arabic. Wait a minute. Our lives are a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Arabic.
Babe. Did anybody? Well, obviously, Zilly, you got 100%, so you got this.
Easy.
All the ones I missed. The statue just after the wolves.
Man.
A lot of them are just. Out of lack of patience. If you stand there for like a minute, there's a falling star that comes by.
Yeah.
And it's like, a lot of these are just like, if you're patient.
Right.
You know, there's not a little cutscene.
Yeah, maybe that's like the real message.
Yes.
Yeah. You should take time to appreciate what you have while you still have it.
There you go.
You should stand in the dark in the woods and wait for the wolf.
Yes.
Exactly.
You might see a shooting star.
You might see a shooting star, guys.
Before you die.
Yeah, delay the inevitable by waiting in the dark woods. Yeah.
Now, what the heck was the whale song? I didn't even occur to me.
You had to, like, play a horn or something.
Well, I played the horn, the giant horn. I got that. I found that.
Exactly.
What was it? Because it's been so long since I actually got the achievements.
Oh, okay. And Chris, to go back to the org in the pit.
Yep.
He originally said, that was originally a much more difficult boss fight.
Yeah, okay.
But they had too many. There was supposed to be a chain around his neck, and the one brother was supposed to be pulling around by the chain while the younger one was up, leaping on his back and doing something to tighten the chain or whatever. And he said, again, one of those things where it just got too complicated in the programming, and right. they decided to go for the simpler approach.
Oh, okay, yeah, Whale Song was just sit on a bench for long enough.
Oh.
I was like, I remember getting it.
Yeah, that's actually the one, because that made me question every bench I'd sat on.
Right.
Because I sat there for a little bit, and then all of a sudden the whale pops up, and I get the achievement. I'm like, am I supposed to be sitting on these benches for more than 1 second?
What else am I missing?
Yeah, and so then, like, I think I, like, hit my head against the computer because I was like, there's so many achievements. I think that was the only one.
Yeah, no, that's the only one with sitting on a bench. It's not just the only one with patience, though.
Just go back and just sit on benches for, like, a half hour at a time. Just, like, just let it run. Just let it run.
Yep.
Yep. The other one with the patience is, I don't know if anybody Brazilian else got it, is the telescope, the bird.
Yes, that was that one. I missed it the first. Like that was the only one I missed the first time through.
Because like wait long enough, like, his companion bird shows up.
Yeah.
Well, because you have to like set it up like three chapters earlier. It's the only one that has like that double.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's the bird you let go. The bird in the bird cage early on.
Yeah. Which at first I thought, was I supposed to do that? I'm not sure. I've just like let someone's bird go.
Yeah, but now he's.
But I mean, I'd already thrown a ball into a well, so like at that point, I didn't care.
Yeah. You've already like pushed giants into pits, and it's okay. It's all right.
Pulled thatch out of somebody's roof.
This game stretches your morals.
Thrown buckets of questionable liquid into faces of sleeping guards.
Yes.
Exactly.
At this point.
Why not?
Yeah. Yeah. Just kids. You're just kids.
Yeah. Well, that was what I really liked about sort of the personalities. It was like they were really well. Like anytime you'd go to a well or something, you know, not with a ball, and just like lean over it, like the older brother would just sort of peer down, and then the younger brother would spit into it.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, the little brother is kind of rude.
I mean, like, and. There were other instances where the older brother was the responsible one. The little brother would just, you know, like the older brother, I think at one point her and the older brother talked to her and helped her sweep. And then the younger brother, when you did it, like he was like trying to balance the mop on his hand and on his head. The villager was just there shaking her head like children.
Yeah.
But I really liked the snow monster scene.
Yes.
Visible footprints. Like, that was really cool. And then running from them. Now, I tell you, okay, so at first, like, I thought, oh, well, of course, there's a girl for the older brother, you know? Like, of course we rescue her and she's, like, coming along with us. But then, like, I was like, that's a little weird that she's, like, leading him on. Like, where is she taking us? Where is she leading us?
And then she jumped across that gap. I'm like, ooh. Something's wrong.
Yeah, and then craziness happens. Did anyone suspect that she was an innocent woman?
So after she jumped the gap, I was like, ooh, this could be either really good or really bad. But then the moment we went in that cave, I was like, she's evil as all get out. This is not going to end well.
I didn't pay too much mind on the fact that she jumped across the thing just because that this is a game and all that stuff. But it started to be questionable when we were led to the cave and she goes and opens the boulder like it was nothing. And then she lets the two boys go through first and I'm like, no, this isn't how this works. You go first, and then we'll follow you.
Yeah.
And then at that point, once you get to the end of the tunnel there, it was just me yelling at the screen the whole time. Because it's just like, what is going on here?
It's a trap.
So if if you looked at the cave paintings between when you left the giants to before you like finally got down to where she was held captive, you can see like their whoever their people are dressed like dogs, kind of fighting spider people.
I noticed that.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that as well.
I'm pretty sure those cave paintings are based off of this actual place in Sweden. They look exactly like that.
Any insight, Franco?
No, he didn't. He didn't mention them.
I was looking up. I was trying to find fairy tales to go with all these little side people we were meeting, and I couldn't find them. But I found this. It's like that. Looks exactly like it.
It does. It does. Yeah, I did notice those, and I was like, "Oh gosh, there's spider people." And then, like, I mean, I didn't suspect anything until the cave, and she started going in, and I was like, "Oh, this is a spider cave." Obviously, I've seen Lord of the Rings.
I still wasn't expecting her to be the spider.
Yeah.
But I thought she was like a witch or something. And then she's the spider. Yeah. I'm like, oh.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, was that she was some kind of like witch creature.
Well, so it's funny. Like, being the youngest sibling myself in my family, the entire time that, you know, this older brother's all like super infatuated and stuff, I'm just like, My younger brother Radar is going up. I'm just like, this is gonna end poorly, isn't it? And yeah, like, not expecting her to be a spider lady, but like,
right,
some kind of like breakup or something, or we're gonna be from like rival clans or whatever. Like, something's gonna go wrong here, and I'm just gonna be there, like, younger brother told you so. It's right, but also a little bit wrong. And really upset about being right.
Well, the director said, that was, you know, there were little hints in the little brother's reactions to every time the older brother interacted, that he was getting more and more suspicious of the woman.
When he kept questioning, he kept pulling the brother aside.
Yeah, like, what's
like,
up,
kind
dude?
of like being like, you know, pointing in the other direction, like, we need, you know, and the boy was like, the older brother was like, no, she's taking us. She's leading us, you know? And I was like, ooh, I was like, yeah. And then that was kind of like the part where I was like, something's going to go wrong. Like, this, like, she's going to lead us into trouble.
Yeah.
For, I don't know if you interact with her on a one-on-one basis before you escape the snow monster, if this changes anything. But like, that was right after that, when you get across the bridge and he falls down. Breaks the bridge, that she like kisses the older brother, kind of.
And then
he seems to be really infatuated. So I read that as like poisoning.
Oh,
like, true. Yeah, she could have like bewitched him or something.
Interesting.
Like, that's what he. I don't know if that's what they're going for, but
hey, it works.
Under the spell.
And then the gruesome way you have to kill her.
Oh yeah. Well, that was one where I was it took me a little while to figure it out. But then I started figuring out, I was like, I was real cocky. I was like, oh yeah, I got this. And I start pulling on that last one, and then she stabs you. I'm like, no! I was doing so well.
It actually really bothered me. Like, it really. Of course, like, I don't know what's wrong with me, because I also had a problem with pushing the evil troll into the pit as well. But this, even though this spider lady, I had, like, I was literally like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to pull off legs. I don't want to have to be doing this right now. And
I think that's good, though. Like, this and the orc, because, or whatever it is, that and all the rest of the deaths make you think about it, whereas a lot of video games, it's just, like, how you progress to the next level versus this.
True.
It's more of
like, and I feel like there was a lot of sort of, like, innocence lost throughout the story, where, like, you start out, you're like, you know, throwing balls and walls and, you know, just being sort of, you know, troublesome, but then
yeah.
literally push a troll to his death.
Yeah.
And then you're ripping legs off of a spider lady. I mean, yeah, she wants to kill you, but like, that's still a little extreme.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of why she kept her human face also, is so that
right,
you still...
so that you have that.
You still empathize. Because if she
yeah.
was just 100% spider...
True.
Most of us would not, like, we might be like, oh, that's mean to do to
well,
real spiders.
I mean,
so
Limbo, for example. I don't know if any of you have played. I never really played it myself, but I've
yeah.
watched it. Like, there's a scene with that where you're pulling legs off of a giant spider. It mm. doesn't, I mean, it's a little creepy,
right.
but, like, you don't feel anything.
It's not, right.
Like,
right.
having this interaction with this face
mm-hmm.
that for at least a little bit you were kind of attached to. You're like, okay,
yeah.
I like
yeah.
this lady, she seems nice.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh.
Well, it could have been worse. You could have ripped off her leg and then beat her with it.
Yeah, that would have been interesting.
Apparently they're sharp. So.
Yes.
We have 8 spears here. Surely
yeah,
sure. something.
That just reminds me of RPG I used to play.
What RPG?
It was with Pathfinder. We had a
oh,
campaign.
Yeah.
My character was a half-orc monk. And
yeah.
we fought a giant spider one time, and he used the spider's leg as a weapon against it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh.
See?
And then kept it as, like, a
that's
really high-powered staff. It's like
of
a
course.
Plus 2 to hit.
Of course. Oh my gosh.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so... Tennessee.
And then you have to bury your brother.
Yeah.
That was awful.
Well, and it was interesting, because I had just recently watched a video by Stress Level Zero. They're a game development company doing VR. And they were developing at the time their game Hover Junkers, and talking about like,
mm-hmm.
the single-player
mm-hmm.
aspect to it that they wanted to include, and talking about how, you know, oh, you know, this girl's probably going to die. Like, what if you had to bury her? Like with VR controls, you know, actually like dig the grave and what. And so it was like the day before I actually played Brothers that I was watching that video. And so when I hit that moment and Brothers, I was like, they were just talking about this and how impactful
mm-hmm.
it would be.
Oh yeah,
they were right.
Yeah,
because like watching him dig the hole kind of sad. Actually having to pull your brother to the hole and then
right.
bury him.
Yeah,
so sad.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then, like, individually scoop the dirt on and, like,
yeah.
moving slower with each successive mound. Like, did anyone else
yeah.
notice that?
Yeah.
Each time you push
yeah.
one, your movement speed was decreased.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, dragging it on and on. It's like, no!
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I definitely noticed the slowdown in your strength and stuff as you continued with the ring. But, yeah. It was a tough scene. It was a tough thing to do. It was very tough.
Yeah.
And then you know, because you think that this potion is going to save him.
Right.
You know, and then I thought that was very interesting, is that...
Well, and that gave me a moment of, like, oh no, like, what if this thing just doesn't work?
Mm.
Like, what if I get home
yeah.
to my dad and, like, the potion doesn't work on him?
Yeah, yeah.
And so then I was, like, freaking out, like, oh, no, I gotta hurry back.
I'm gonna lose
and,
dad, too.
Yeah. And so yeah. I was freaking out. I was like, no.
Brother died for nothing.
No. We have to hurry. And then, you know, like, it was taking so long to, like, get across the water and stuff. I was like, no, hurry, run.
Yeah, really, I was really just preparing myself that... to be like, you get there and it doesn't save his dad either.
Yeah.
And I was like, I had mentally prepared myself for that and unsettling because, yeah.
I was expecting the older brother to just kind of be revived after being buried with, you know, possibly like the ground that the tree is
like Avatar
growing there, like it's just infused with life-giving power or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But then
right.
the other thing too, I was like, well, So after this, you're going to have to go back up the tree again and get more of that stuff because he basically wasted
poured
the entire
thing.
Yeah.
His face.
It looked like he got rid of it all.
So.
When you
Details.
I was so afraid that the little brother had died. Keeled over right after.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, please don't do this.
Yeah, that went through my head too. Wow.
You know, he's just tired.
Yeah.
That would have been a bit too much for me. I would have been.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, the director said, at the end, originally it was just going to be a cutscene, but they said, no, that's might have more impact that you actually, you know, go back. And you can actually pick up stones and skip them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that one, oh, that was so, so sad. Because, again, like, the first time I did that, you know, it was the two of them.
Then you make your way back up. Smell the flower and see the dad. So they gave you that last, I guess, interaction.
Yeah, that's our full circle type of deal.
Exactly where the game started. So.
I wish, I know why they had Mom Ghost show up again at the end, because she's kind of like telling little brother, like, I'm not mad at you for not being able to save me. It's okay for you to be in the water and learn how to swim. You can do this. But I really wish it had been, like, I really wish it had been
the brother.
Elder brother Spirit.
Yeah.
Because, like, and we got a little bit of that with the mechanics and with his voice. But I liked him better than Mom. We spent more time with him, so.
That's a great point. Wow.
Yeah. I wish they would have spent more time with that controller, so that his absence would have been felt more.
Yes.
Not like an entire return trip, but maybe go back up to the top of the thing to get more water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just something to really just be unrelenting with that block.
Yeah, because for a while.
Just make you backtrack through the entire game.
Yeah, because for a while I was still trying to use my left hand to do stuff, even though it was just the one of them, and I was like, why am I doing this? Nothing is happening.
When I actually played this game I played it twice by myself, and I played it a third time with one of my friends, each of us holding half the controller. Oh, man. He was so mad at me.
Do you make him hold the left hand?
I gave him the whole controller after my side died.
Oh.
Because, like, you know, he gets stabbed there. I was like, all right, so I'm not really going to be important for a little while, so you can just hold on to this now. He's like, you're not taking that back, are you? Maybe. It's like, you're an ass. I hate you. Like, I didn't make this game.
Is that my fault?
I mean, I totally would have made this game, but
definitely wouldn't have had, you know, as hard as the brother's death was, it definitely would have had the impact. I don't think if the brother would have survived and you would have gone back and saved the dad as well, like, it just kind of gave it that emotional punch, I think.
Well, it's kind of like with the reflection on death, like, what is a life worth and what are you willing to do to keep one around?
Yeah.
Wait, and you sort of see that on the younger brother's face in that final, like, pan up as, like, his brother, or as his dad is just there, like, crying over these graves. And there's just, like, this expression on this younger brother's face, just like, man.
Yeah.
Oh man. Was it worth?
Yeah.
So, does anyone have any, before we do our scoring, which we do for all of our games when we finish them, does anyone have any final things they want to discuss with brothers?
I was wondering, because, like, as a person who's played controller games before, this was weird to get into, but I was wondering if anybody had heard about someone that hadn't, and if it was maybe less crazy for them to try and learn than people who are having to relearn how to use a controller for this.
Oh, yeah.
I grew up on console, so I was mostly a controller person. Then I did PC nonstop for, 3 years. But it really wasn't that hard to get back into. I mean, obviously, the first, 20 minutes or so, it was, really awkward trying to figure out, oh, wait, I have two people, mm-hmm. one for each. Because I tried doing it with mouse and keyboard for, a minute. And immediately said no. Just no. And so I had to go digging through my peripherals box to try and find my controller.
Oh my gosh.
Once I got adjusted to it, I was like, man, this is a brilliant control scheme.
Mm-hmm. I really liked how you turned the joysticks to crank stuff. You mm-hmm. the canoeing where you had it was like
right.
That's how you actually canoe, is you hold the one side if you need to turn it, and then, oh, that was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's an interesting point that he made early on in his commentary that originally they were playing with a mechanic. The camera automatically always oriented itself, and the brothers would try to always orient themselves so that Alder would be on the left-hand side of the screen and the younger would be on the right-hand side of the screen, but it's but with the independent movies, sometimes where the screen would just spin around and circle.
Yeah.
And he said, we ditched that and went with the manual, where you can turn the screen left and right by.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really turn the screen very much. The fixed camera was usually pretty good. There were a couple places where I didn't like it, but...
Yeah, usually when I'm edging around a rock face and swoop.
Right. Oh, that's the one. Did we discuss the trees, the living, creepy dream trees?
We talked about them briefly last week.
Okay, that was last week.
Did you find those interesting?
That was just, oh man, that was so trippy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was a little confused about, the giant mother, though. That was weird.
Yeah.
Really got any explanation on that?
Dan brought it up last week too. Oh, Franco.
Yes.
And you. So did the director say anything about the huge motherhead?
Not really. I mean, just that he wrote it, and not really what significance it was. Yeah, he's he came up with it. And
interesting.
I don't know why they did. He didn't really say, illustrate why he came up with this dream. Your brother.
He was too busy crying internally.
Yes, I'm sure
based on what happened. Well, mom is dead, and she's holding dad because dad's almost dead, and then brother starts about to kill other brother because Orange thinks that it's his fault that mom is dead. But Orange also probably has a head injury because he got swept down the river and is drowning right now and trying to get from drowning. And dreams don't make sense in real life. And
right.
Sometimes I feel like we ask a whole lot more out of dream sequences and stories than we should. But
sure. Yeah, I could totally see seeing a weird parental figure being humongous and giant for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
You're just does anyone else have anything they want to discuss before we close out with the scoring?
Just to say, he did say that the big reason that they didn't have dialogue funding for actors, so
yeah,
they had to wing it.
Actually, one last thing that I never really thought about until this moment. Did anyone notice that, the environment got a little more dead as the game went on? It's moved from sort of, this nice spring to, kind of rocky and craggy, and then, into hardcore winter?
Yes, everything died.
As we got closer to the life tree?
Yeah, and that was another thing I found weird.
So is the life tree sucking everything from everything else? Oh, it's terrible.
Is the life tree a parasite?
Ow. Oh, no.
Oh, you have to give something up to get something from it. Oh, dang.
Oh, is this...
Ooh. Meaning.
No.
The brother had to die to say... Oh.
We learn that life has
death.
Consequences.
Yes.
In our coming of age story.
David's figured it out.
I think the director would have appreciated that thought before he finished the game. He could have wrote that in, you know, like maybe, you know, the kid goes up and it doesn't work. And it's like, why doesn't it work? Or, oh God, maybe there's only a good fin.
Yeah.
There was only enough for one dosage. God, do you save the brother? Do you save the father? What are you doing?
Yeah. 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 That's what I was afraid of. At first, I was like, I'm going
to
have to choose.
Yeah.
In between the two movies, because otherwise, if so, like, I give up. I give up. I'm done. That's it.
What is this, Telltale?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's just it. We've been playing way too many...
Brothers of Telltale with 2 cents.
Everything is a choice now.
About when I got that water, it's like, wait a minute. Bring one bag. Why didn't it bring like 6 bags? You know, to bring back to the village.
Right.
It's
just save the entire village.
Yeah.
Where's his gallon bucket?
I don't know. Select people in the village. Some of them can wait in line.
Oh my gosh.
I can't find logic.
Life and death is in my hands now.
Oh.
Go on making a fortune selling their miracle ton.
Yes.
But not telling them that they have to go home and kill their child before the potion will work.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh.
The sequel.
Oh, God.
Like I said, brother, a tale of one son.
Health potion tycoon.
Yeah.
Actually, that's right out of, that thought's right out of the HBO series, Carnival. That was the sci-fi, well, not sci-fi, or horror,
yeah.
or you know, trick of the thing that the kid had the ability, teenager had the ability to heal other people or give them back their lives, but he had to draw life from something else.
Yes.
So, like, this first time he heals, what is it, is it a pet or something? And you see the cornfield,
mm-hmm.
like, wither in behind him, so he's pulling
mm-hmm.
the energy.
Oh, no.
I didn't finish that series. I'm really sad I didn't.
Well, HBO did it for you, and people were really sad they did it, too.
Yeah.
Joey Ryan, like, it just had an abrupt ending. It was like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, I always wanted to watch that, and I never... But... Okay, all right. So what we'll do is we'll start in our... What we do is when we finish up games here in Game Chat, we go around individually and just give our final thoughts, you know, a sentence, a few sentences, you know, whatever, and or, you know, something more detailed. And then we also score it between 0 and 10. Point numbers are completely acceptable, so you can do a 9.2, 9.5, whatever. Do. As long as it's 0 to 10. Yeah, so...
Can I say
right
one brother out of two?
Oh, man.
Too
soon, dude.
Too soon.
Too soon. Too soon. Start us off, dude.
Let's see. The art was incredible. The visuals and the beauty, whoever he had in his art department, did an unbelievable job. And the gameplay was innovative. I think they still have the, you know, it lends itself to, he said, you know the puzzle thing kind of gets a little tired after a while.
Mm-hmm.
There's only so much do with that, but it was innovative. I would guess heartbreaking but simple. You know, he said it was a very simple, you know, save your father kind of mission. So not bad for a first effort for a guy who just made movies. So
true.
I will give it an 8.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. Next, Madeline.
I will say probably an 8.5. I really appreciated how mechanics inform the narrative. I really loved the story, and I am usually a person who likes stories where everything isn't all tied up nice and neat at the end. So we kind of got a lot of that in this game. But I think also not having dialogue in it, while I understand why they didn't do it, I think it also means that it is harder to identify with the story as much, and so it didn't resonate for me as much as other games have. That's it.
All right. Michelle and Mason, you can do it together or separately?
We'll do it together. I think we both somewhat frankly so. The artwork was great. I thought it was really well done. I like the mechanic, which you have to in order to see both brothers, but that way of playing really does kind of mess with your hand-eye coordination and what you're used to. And it's good to kind of, that was good. Yeah, I thought all the gameplay and most of the little things in between were great. But, you know, the idea of having to lose the brother, even though that's kind of the point to, I don't always like that. I thought that was kind of rough. So while I appreciated it, you know, that it, that was kind of the idea and it did its job, harsh. And I think because it could have been a little bit a better story. I mean, obviously, like, commentary, you know, could have been better. So I think we're going to go with about an 8.
Okay.
Yeah. I like that I felt that it played a lot like Fable. You know, it was very bright and very colorful. My mind after it got so dark. Okay, that it took steps to differentiate from other in that genre with the strangeness of the enemies and the mechanics. You know, what could have been really tedious and quickly boring is that, I think.
True.
Yeah. Good.
My turn. All right, where do I begin? I did like the game. I thought the art style and everything was fantastic, and some of the best water effects I've seen, especially with the blood mixing in there and kind of.
Oh, sure.
I thought that was really impressive. Yeah, it's kind of hard because, like, I sat there and stared at my screen for, like, 15 minutes after the game was over because it was like, well, where do I go from here? The game mechanics, while something new, I think could have had a little bit more refinement, I think. And... yeah, it's just, it's hard to gather my thoughts because the end of the game, I was just screaming at the screen because it was just,
yeah,
what is going on? And like, you're just dumbfounded with the next step that's happening.
Yeah.
So I was going to give this a 9, but with the scene of you fleeing the snow monster was kind of the breaking point for me for the controller mechanics. And at that point, the game was dropped a point.
Okay.
So I'm giving it an 8. Sadly, though, even though there was multiple dogs in this game, the overall sadness and what the heck is going on here cannot bump this. The dogs cannot bump the score up any higher than an 8 for me.
That's understandable.
I got the interesting one for you, Chris. The dog that was in the cage that you use?
Yep.
That's an actual, that's it, that was his actual dog, they said. They just took a picture of him.
And oh, really? Him
yeah. That's so cool.
That's great.
Okay, so, yes. I think I want to give it an 8.5. I did enjoy the game. Actually, this was like, I had tried, I think I mentioned this last week, I had actually tried to start this game like 2 years ago and quit like a half hour, 40 minutes in. Well, no, before one, about 40 minutes in. And, anyways, and just quit because of the controls, and it just became a little like, I was like, I can't figure this out. This is too hard. But, it actually didn't bother me this time, and I enjoyed, actually, I'm going to bump that score down to an 8 instead of an 8.5, only because, like, I still felt that a lot of the death, I mean, even though I appreciate that the game addressed death and addressed that issue, that whole subject, I just think that a lot of the death in the game felt very thrown in and not very well explained, story-wise. And, you know, just as someone mentioned, like, pieces of the game just felt very disjointed from other pieces of the game. And while each game with levels would be the same thing, where you kind of feel like each area is kind of different from the other area, this wasn't a level game. It was continuous, so I kind of felt that there should have been a little more continuity. And from what Franco said, I understand that there were obviously some problems with development, and that's understandable. But I still think that if it was planned out and kind of drawn out and together, that probably shouldn't have been as much of an issue, even with people coming in and out. But so an 8 is my score for it. I said I did enjoy it. I definitely enjoyed what everyone else has said, enjoyed the controls. I think that was very innovative. It made the ending even more impactful when you lost the brother, and the double controls on the controller went to only using one side, and it was very emotional. And yeah, I definitely appreciated the game and appreciated the message that was put into it. And as Alan was saying, even though it was tied up in a bow and kind of, you know, not as open-ended as most things that I like, it still was a good story. David.
Alright. So, as a writer myself, I always appreciate when stories leave a little bit of like openness and ambiguity for like interpretation, because that lets me sort of flex my writer mentality to really sort of flesh it out in the way that I want the story to be. And so like the inclusion of that sort of Simlish, if you will, sort of gave me that opportunity to think sort of my own ideas on like what they're saying and stuff. And so it gave me that ability to connect more closely than I probably would have had it been, you know, genuine dialogue. And I was thinking I'd probably give it like an 8 or an 8.5, but because of how many times I said no throughout the course of it, I'm going to bump it up to a 9 because it's German for no. So I'm giving it a German 9 because I really like it. But at the same time, just no. So many no's.
It's funny. That's funny. All right. Excellent. Well, next game for Game Chat is going to be Thimbleweed Park, which we are breaking next week just because a couple of us are going to be out of town. So the 10th of October, we won't be having Game Chat. We'll be reconvening on the 17th of October, so two Tuesdays from now. Going to Thimbleweed Park. It seems to be, I don't know, has anyone played that here?
No, but I've seen some of it. Looks really cool.
Yeah. But it seems like a good-sized game. I mean, not, like, huge, but, I mean, it seems like it might take two or three.
Yeah.
Thank you, Michelle. Mason, and it seems like it might take, at least, like, probably, like, three. So, it'll be a good one. Take us through October, probably. At least. Michelle posted a little link there. In the chat. But, let's see here. It's on Steam. I don't know if that's... Is that still on... It's probably not still on sale, Stanton, right? It's probably... That was probably just a very short, limited time thing.
I think it's still going.
Yeah, you might want to check... was that Humble?
Yeah.
That it's at 20 on Steam.
Yeah, it's 20 on Steam.
On Humble.
Sell on Humble at some point in the past couple of days.
Still... Yeah, two days, 14 hours remaining on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's a little kind of adventure game, kind of satirical.
Yeah.
But it's gotten some good reviews from professional reviewers as well as Steam reviewers as well. It should be interesting. It should be a good one. But I don't have a stopping point for you this week. I'll be posting that in the Facebook chat probably around Tuesday, Monday next week. And it seems like it should be like Friday. Last 2 days I've had. But so probably like Monday or Tuesday of next week, I'll post a stopping point in the Facebook chat. So just keep an eye on that if you're interested. And then we will have our first chat about it on the 17th of October. But yeah. So but thanks for everyone for being here. It's a good group. It's a big group. I like it.
I'm happy I finally remembered about it.
Yes.
Happy to have it.
Amazing.
And
congratulations.
I really need to get better about that. It's like every Tuesday, 9 p.m.
Sending reminders and be like, David, Game Chat.
Do it.
Game Chat. I'm just gonna like send you like random Facebook messages just saying like
game chat. Yeah. No context, like literally just game chat.
It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. Game
chat.
All right, guys. Thank you again. Thank you. Have a wonderful next 2 weeks. And hopefully I'll see you on the 17th.
All right. Sounds good.
Bye.
Bye, friends.